You know what it's time for now, don't you?
It's
the top five on the Rokan Show.
Five.
Let's go.
Four, three, two, one.
Now, it's the top five at five on the Rokan Show with Anna Tavlantis. Sponsored by the Hip and Knee Center, where they help you feel new again.
Ready?
Yes.
Yes.
Get on with it.
Checking in at
number five.
So police have announced the charges against the man accused of shooting and seriously wounding a Chicago police officer on the South Side, as well as a woman on the near West Side and the Fulton Market District or whatever.
Yeah, the River District on Milwaukee, 200 North Milwaukee.
Right. And that is, his name is Michael Blackman. He's 45 years old. He's facing five counts of attempted murder for several incidents, including all the ones we just described. This is Chicago Police Deputy Chief Brendan Dinahan talking about the possible motive.
The best motive we could come up with, and this isn't, once again, there's a little speculation here, is he works for Jimmy John's as the delivery person down there, and he delivers to her building several times. Her building has very tight security, and he has problems with the security officers every time he goes to deliver his Jimmy John's there. You have to show an ID at this building. He refuses to show an ID every single time he delivers there, and then it's a little, verbal confrontations with the security in the building where they won't let him up to deliver the sandwiches without an ID, and then he's asking security to call the people who order the sandwiches, but he doesn't have a phone. Basically, he's security always had a problem with him at this building. So that's the best possible motive at this time, but that's speculation. So then it appears that he's in the area on his bike, and you see these individuals leave that building, and then he chooses to randomly shoot this girl. He didn't have any confrontations with her. It's confrontations with security. But once again, like I said, only he possesses the answer, but he did have problems with that building when he was a delivery driver for Jimmy John's before he got fired.
We've all been wondering about that. What was this all about?
What was it all about? Because it appeared that he was on his bike and went right up to that woman and shot her. And now it appears from what police are surmising at this moment that she just happened to be exiting that building where he was given trouble on a number of occasions for not showing his ID. My God.
Funny, he does not have a cell phone, but he has a gun.
Yeah.
Right,
maybe there are reasons he didn't want to show his ID. I mean, let's be honest.
Yes.
Gee. Thankfully, the police officer is going to be okay, who was shot later, in the apprehension of Michael Blackman.
He doesn't have life-threatening injuries.
Right.
It's hard to tell. I mean, he was shot multiple times in the groin. So, but that's how tough this is. And that, the bulletproof vest is not covering you there. Right? You just gotta...
Didn't it also hit, the largest nerve in the leg? So, a lot of blood loss.
Yeah. So he's right. That's the biggest issue is in that area because
needing to repair that is not easy.
No,
right. And he's already, I think he's had multiple surgeries. And of course, this woman is also recovering, right?
Absolutely.
So it's just
it's a long road ahead for both of them.
It is. Checking in at
number four.
Mayor Lightfoot will deliver her first budget address and outline the taxes she plans to raise. Remember, we thought she was going to do this a couple of weeks ago. But then we got a guy. We got a little, a little sideways on that.
It was a get ready for the budget address.
Right. Turns out, not a budget address.
So.
I'm not sure we're ready for the budget address.
No, I don't think we are.
We maybe even need one more address.
Yes. Why don't you? Yeah, could you keep it from us? That would really be helpful. Now, this is Alderman Beal predicting that the mayor would come up empty in Springfield if she's asking for a property tax increase. Because it was doubled under Rahm Emanuel. He sat down with Sun-Times Fran Spielman and was asked, how much will property taxes increase under worst-case scenario?
What I see, and again, I'm just speculating because, we don't have a budget yet. We don't know what the data state. But I'm thinking between maybe $400 to $500 million.
Really?
Yeah.
What'll happen? And could she get the votes for that?
Well, we'll see.
You don't think so. You're smiling. I see you're smiling.
We'll see.
You're like a Cheshire cat.
Well, it's going to be tough. Let me just say that.
$838 million budget deficit or shortfall there that she needs to fill. So tonight, that budget address should be interesting.
Although we don't have a date for a budget address, right?
Is there no date yet?
No. We do not. We've announced there's one coming. And we thought it was going to be the end of this month. Now we're being told it's October. And let's just keep going. November. December. December's
why
bad.
Why do today what you can put off until tomorrow?
Imagine all of the different machinations on this thing. Like, you know, maybe we should do it in November. Oh, no, you know, there's Thanksgiving. We don't want to ruin anybody's Thanksgiving.
Can't
that could
do
be a
that.
Problem.
No.
What about, horrible you know what, December's,
idea.
Oh, no.
December's busy. Very busy holidays.
Parties. Yeah, we can't do that. Mm-hmm. January. No one's around in January.
Well, deliver it on a stone cold February day might be the way to do it.
Not bad. You know why? Because you got Valentine's Day. People are in a romantic mood.
It's true.
March, people are too drunk. Jeez. I don't know. All right, checking in. Did I do the number four yet? Have I done
no.
that? No. All right.
Number four.
Well, that was number four.
Oh, I mean, I've already done that. Yes.
Yeah, so we did.
Okay, but wait, there's more. Let me do this. There's more. This is number four and a half. I wish we could just get oriented to do that. He also says, the alderman also says, that he's not the only one frustrated with the mayor.
I talked to all of my colleagues in passing, and everybody is frustrated. Everybody is frustrated. But are they speaking up? No, they're not. But yes, I do believe that people are really getting frustrated on how this how the city is being governed right now, because nobody downtown knows my community like me. Nobody knows our communities like the alderman. And to dismiss that is wrong. So, you know, we have to fight for our voice. And that's what I'm fighting for. I'm not fighting against the mayor. I'm fighting for our voice in city government, because our people elected me to have that voice, and nobody's going to minimize it.
Okay.
By the way, the mayor tweeted just within the last hour, next budget town hall, Wednesday, September 25th at Lindblom Math and Science Academy.
But that's a town hall.
She's still asking citizens
more
to
questions.
Explain to you, explain to her how you'd like to see things shake out. What should increase? What should decrease?
I love when they ask the citizens this, because most of the people who show up and talk at those things are activist types, you know, that have already been, you know, they're there for a specific thing. They're a single issue type person.
Mm-hmm.
This is we need to save the woolly worm. And so, I mean, I'm sorry, but there isn't, I noticed, Your Honor, in the budget, there is no saving of the woolly worm budget line. And so you get all kinds of strange people who walk into those things with all of their paperwork in a jewel bag.
and they're the ones who always talk after they've cut off their microphone.
Right.
Your time's up.
Yeah. I don't know that you get what you want out of that. I don't think these town halls, like if you notice all the ones the CNN does with the candidates, and it's people reading off 3x5 cards. Right, it's like I don't know. I don't think that's really the democracy. I think she should take Facebook Live questions and see what happens. Or she could come on a radio show. We could take phone calls. There's something
great idea
that she hasn't done since she won. Although she was here a record number of times before she won. I think one time more than any other candidate.
And, she was here a lot.
Yeah, you know, she could come back. That's all I'm saying. Feeling a little used. We'll get to your 3 year 2 and 1, but first, let's check in with Kim. What's coming up at the bottom of the hour?
Roe, the leaders of several European countries now say Iran was responsible for the attack on the Saudi oil fields. We'll have more coming up.
Then there's this tonight, the Chicago Bears. They're on WGN-TV. The reigning NFC North champs battle Washington. It's Bears-Redskins. Monday night, football is on WGN-TV. It's kickoff. It is tonight at 7 o'clock. In case you were wondering.
Top 5 at 5 continues.
Number 3.
Dennis Rodman thinks Antonio Brown is a PI nightmare, and he is involved in self-sabotage.
Oh.
Dennis Rodman!
Something he's familiar with.
Well, he's not wrong, but coming from him.
Dennis Rodman thinks Antonio Brown is a mess.
That's something when that happens.
Focus. So that's one thing about Antonio Brown, he wasn't focusing enough about his career. Okay, you know what? How about this?
Right.
The school of how to ruin your career, one-on-one, do that. Right. Do what he did.
No, I hear that. I mean,
do what he did. He outsmarted himself.
That's Dennis Rodman talking to TMZ. Even TMZ couldn't believe it.
Antonio Brown announced he's re-enrolling at Central Michigan. That was this afternoon's news from Antonio Brown, his next step. Not going to go back to the NFL. He's going back to school. He can't play for the team, right? We've decided.
No. Once you take your pro deal,
you're done with that.
Yeah, he's been taking online courses at Central Michigan University.
Did someone tell him that maybe that's what was going on? Does he have money left over, I wonder?
I'm sure he's got plenty of money.
Yeah, really?
Antonio Brown?
Yeah. I mean,
how much money he's made in his career?
I know, but somehow there's you still find people who, you know, the Hollywood math kicks in, and the next thing you know, the guy's like, you know, I got nothing. And plus, they're coming after him for all that dough.
Yeah, he's going to be in all sorts of lawsuits with both the Patriots and Raiders about guaranteed money.
Yep. Didn't he lose $30 million primarily because he wouldn't wear the helmet?
The helmet and...
his feet were cryogenically damaged.
Frozen.
Yeah.
And then there was chapter two with the women coming forward. But at first, it was really just
Kevin, could you
the helmet.
Kevin, could you assess his run for me?
He had a good run.
Okay. Thank you.
Number two.
It's the poop heard round the world. Video showing a pigeon relieving itself on an Illinois state representative.
It's so funny.
Jaime Andrade.
Poor Jaime, but it was really funny.
Was at the Irving Park Blue Line station, and, well, this happened.
Hopefully they'll... Oh, did I just get...
There's something in there.
I did. I just have to go clean it up. And that's what happens to my constituents. They get shit on all the time.
Oh, boy. Oh, God.
He's trying to talk about the poop problem with the pigeons, and he gets pooped on in his hair. Ew. That's the worst feeling.
CBS 2's Lauren Victory. Really? Met with the state rep to talk about his newfound fame.
Did you ever think that a pigeon would get you name recognition?
Not that much. No, not at this level. Farthest place I've heard so far is Spain. Our constituents don't care. All they want is they want the situation solved. This story has brought it to attention all the way to the top. So that I know.
Hello, that guy's got the perfect Chicago accent.
Totally. Great representation there. Super focused, apparently. Yeah.
Mary Pitt, where is the worst L stop to get pooped on by a pigeon?
Right there, turns out. Irving Park.
Oh, God. Here we go, finally.
Number one.
Woman had a freak and potentially dangerous encounter with a camel. This is in a field near a busy truck stop. Camel goes by the name Casper. He lives in the Tiger truck stop in Grosse Tête, Louisiana. Now, Grosse Tête roughly challenges Big Head, Louisiana. Roughly translated, I should say. And challenged, for that matter. Mm-hmm. Authorities said a woman was chasing after her loose dog when she was attacked by the camel. But the truck stop manager says the camel was the victim.
Oh.
Pamela Bossier told reporters the owner of the dog and another man were throwing treats at the camel's enclosure, leading the dog to run inside.
What happened was kind of really crazy. They was pushing on the camel and pushing them and pushing them, swatting them with the hat and stuff like that. And camels naturally are going to... sat down. Well, when he sat down, she was underneath him.
Oh, boy.
What?
Oh, boy.
She got sat on by a camel?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God.
Then the woman, not identified for this story, did the unthinkable to free herself.
Oh, I might feel kind of funny saying this on TV, but she actually bit him in his private area. That's about as nice as I could put it. I was shocked.
What?
Because we've had animals for 30 years and never one incident.
Are we sure this isn't in Florida? What?
Oh, wait, Louisiana?
It does seem like a News or Ruse headline.
What?
In Big Head, Louisiana? Actually, the French side of Big Head. There's Big Head and Grosse Tête right next to each other.
Well, I'm sorry for her if it's in Big Head, Louisiana.
I really pray to God there's not a Grosse Tête High School. Like, what's the mascot? What are the other kids in the rival schools call it? It's bad. The whole thing is bad.
Really ugly. Yeah, that wouldn't help anybody.
Right, and now you got a woman biting a camel and it's private. It's the whole thing.
Has anyone seen a truck stop with a camel in an enclosure? Just
yeah,
to start there.
Why does that seem normal to them?
I think that that's possible. That's yes. I mean, have you ever driven through places in the
Louisiana?
South? Yeah,
I have.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen like llamas, but not a camel.
Makeshift petting zoo.
It's also an albino camel.
What does that matter?
I don't know. But that's the crazy thing about it. Maybe they treat it better down there. I don't know. But it is, it is a...
Does it have any humps? Are we sure it's not just a horse?
Oh, I just now I guess that we don't know the end of the story. I'm guessing that the camel got up and left.
Is the camel okay?
Yeah,
great question. Thanks for wondering,
Uncle Lair. Okay.
Oh boy.
Yeah. Poor and now camel. She did get a ticket though, but not for biting the camel and the privates. She got a ticket because she was walking her dog without a leash. There you go. Now what we have
what
here, ma'am?
Just happened.
It's right to the sheriff, like spitting tobacco while he's talking to her. Now, ma'am, you all have to understand what we have here is you unattending your dog. That's why this camel sat on you. We are also charging the camel with unruly conduct.
Oh, gosh. Poor camel.
And making a general scene. It's over.
The top five at five.
Kim Gordon's news brought to you by AppleChevy.com. It's 5:30.